Okay, everyone, let's go ahead and call the meeting order at 6 o'clock. Please stand for a pledge. Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, we thank you for this day and the blessing you come with. Lord, we ask for your presence tonight as we conduct the business of our community and let everything decide here today, tonight, bring glory and honor to you. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Mr. Tom's not going to be here tonight. You're in case. First up on the agenda will be the approval of this February 17th, 2026 meeting minutes. If you can't see them, let us know. We'll make it bigger next time for you.
For a price.
Right. Take up donations.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. All right. Motion carries, none opposed. All right. Next up, we have approval of the February 2026 financial statements. Anyone has any questions?
What's the $99,000?
That was the $100,000 that we transferred to the CD. But I had a miscellaneous deposit, so it dropped it down to 99.
Gotcha.
But that's for the CD.
I was like,
yeah. So both of those CDs are in force.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all that, I think, 2.5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll draw some money on those. Good catch, they went out.
Like, oh my God, that popped out, didn't it? Yeah, it sure did. Like right off the paper.
Any other questions? That was my salary increase on that one. That didn't go. And we should be receiving that grant check back for those cameras, right?
No, once they're all installed,
okay.
I have to request the
funds back. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How we put them
over?
There's three up. The fourth one will be going up
next week.
Any other questions?
Did you want to know where they are? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You know what they are, right? They're not speeding cameras.
No,
just
where?
I said where.
Oh, where? Okay.
I didn't hear where. There's 22 at right this side of Nixburg.
Okay.
At the cemetery.
Yeah.
22 at the city limit sign.
Okay.
231 just past the substation. And then the other one's going to be around or just north of the furniture store.
Yeah. Okay, right up there by the. Yeah, the site has a pretty where they go. So they normally put them right around the signs. By Mallers.
Yeah.
So
I can see them, so
how big are
they?
They're not that big.
They're just the biggest thing is a solar panel sitting on top of it.
You'll notice it.
Oh, okay.
It's just a black pole and a little box that you ain't gonna see till you look right at it.
Okay,
but that's shooting the back of your vehicle.
Now,
okay.
If you're doing 120, you ain't gonna see it now. Any other questions on the financials? Okay. Have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the February financials.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, number four. We wanted to look at doing a resolution honoring Mr. Raymond Shaw and Mr. Charles Lewis Scarborough for all the the things they've done to help maintain over the years on the old school 118 that we now acquired. They, I spoke with him not too long ago because he's not doing too well. But, you know, he, I've got some back history on the school and how much money they actually raised to put into it. So they were awarded some money from some senators, right? Some senators.
Some senators called one of the company in. I don't remember who said that it was.
It was a Senator Chambliss, maybe? Was it Chambliss or not? Or was I wrong?
Well, I don't think, it wasn't Clyde, it was Senator Redhead, but it wasn't Clyde, because Clyde hadn't been here that long.
But it was in terrible shape with the floors warped and all that stuff, so most of that money went for the infrastructure, and it was right around $180,000. So I thought it'd be a nice gesture if we went ahead and did a resolution honoring him for that, and there'll be a plaque in there just stating how much we appreciate, because our town's going to benefit from that building, already has, actually. So,
the floor is both gone.
Right, Ms. Farrell has already passed, but we want to do it for Mr. Shaw. You know, he's not doing too well. So, do you want to read the resolution? Eva, Leslie, where are you? You want to read the resolution?
Everybody's got a copy.
Okay, yeah, we're going to do two parts, right?
Yes.
So we need to do two votes on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the first vote to go into the resolution. All right. So, Robert Smith, you got to do each person.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
not. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Lynn Ann.
Yeah.
Shirley.
Yeah.
Mayor. Yeah. Ms. Nyesha.
Yeah.
Yeah. The else.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and do the vote to accept the resolution. But we'll get her to read it first and then vote.
A resolution commending and honoring Raymond Shaw Jr. and Charles Lewis Scarborough for exceptional service in the renovation and preservation of the old Rockford School. Whereas Raymond Shaw Jr. and Charles Lewis Scarborough demonstrated outstanding dedication to the preservation of the history and heritage of the town of Rockford, Alabama, through the restoration of the old Rockford School located at 8840 Coos County Road 18. And whereas the old Rockford School is a significant landmark, originally constructed in 1927 and recognized for its role as the town's first schoolhouse. And whereas Raymond Shaw Jr. and Charles Lewis Scarborough spearheaded the renovation project, investing significant personal time, energy, expertise to ensure that the restoration adhered to historic preservation standards, maintaining the building's integrity while updating it for modern functional use. And whereas the restoration efforts, including new roof and interior rehabilitation, have revitalized a key area of our town and serve as an inspiration for further preservation efforts. And whereas the Town Council of Rockford wishes to publicly acknowledge and express its gratitude for its contribution to our community's cultural landscape, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Council of Rockford, Alabama, does hereby commend Raymond Shaw Jr. and Charles Lewis Scarborough for their dedication to the old Rockford School, renovation for their selfless service to our community. Be it further resolved that this resolution be formally presented to Raymond Shaw Jr. and Charles Lewis Scarborough and made part of the permanent record of the town of Rockford, adopted this day, 17th of March, 2026.
Any questions? All right. So now at this time, we do a motion, right? We don't have to, since we approved.
You vote and vote on it.
Yep. So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution honoring the two gentlemen.
All right. Have a second.
I'll second it, but are we going to try to make contact with Denise on it when she
was here? I have.
Oh,
you already asked?
Yes.
Yeah, she cannot make it tonight, so we'll...
She said she could be here at the next council meeting, and
so we'll
present the flag.
It and we'll present it to her.
Okay.
So Robert second, all in favor? All right, so everyone agrees. So motion carries. Thank y'all. And we'll sign that before you get out of here.
Okay.
Well,
it's just me and you.
It's just me and Leslie. Not doing the ordinance. All right. So next up is appointment of library board member replacing Melanie Glover, term April 1, 2026 through March 31st, 2030. And we had Miss Karen McEwen that offered to fill that vacancy. She served on the town council. It was Pemberton at that time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so y'all know her. So she's actually come up here and did a lot of volunteer work, so I think it would be good to put her in that position. So if everyone agrees or has any questions, if not, we're going to make a motion to accept that term. April 1, 2026 through March 31st, 2030. We have a motion.
I'm making a motion to accept this.
McEwen. All right, have a second.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
All right.
Motion carries.
Well, she is okay with Glover, didn't she just,
She moved.
She moved.
Oh, okay. She's fit to put her house, you know, been nearly 2 years in Georgia. Her son moved to Birmingham, and she just moved up there to be closer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to make it. She's finished her house.
Okay. All right. So at this time, we're up on number six. So I've got, I'm gonna run something by y'all right quick, and if she's not here, we're gonna move forward. We can't stay here late. And if she doesn't get here by the time I get
back, we'll have.
Okay.
Won't get in.
If she's not here by the time I get done, put her on, get with her, and she'll get on the agenda next time.
Right.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Sorry.
Okay, we were right here at you. So come on up to the podium. You're up. And just introduce yourself, tell us why you're here, what you need, where we kind of know.
Okay, I'm Hemali Patel and his Kunal Patel. We're the new owners of Delta Express. And we're here for the vote for the alcohol license.
Okay.
I'm extremely sorry for the delay, but I come all the way from Hoover. So.
Okay. You were right on time. So you are the new owners.
Yes.
And y'all will be managing?
We're managing, and the other friend of ours is also going to be managing this.
Okay, show. And that will be?
Amit.
The guy that come in here.
Yes.
Your cousin?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Council, you'll have a copy in your package.
So
if you have any questions.
If I can just. What they're transferring, if you'll see at the top, is the retail beer, the retail table wine, and the tobacco and alternative nicotine.
So it's nothing new. They're not changing anything. They're just transferring because they purchased the beer. Right. That's basically it. We're just transferring the license.
There's no motion to transfer.
If you don't have any questions, And the operating hours is still the same, right?
Everything's the same.
Everybody's on. Okay. Right. Have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Sure. Second. All in favor? Okay. Motion carries, none opposed. Leslie, on.
So what will happen now is I will type up a letter in the morning. I'll give it to you or whoever's over there. And then you will turn that back into the ABC board.
Okay, so I send him here to pick it up from you?
Yeah, is one of these numbers that I have his?
That's me.
This is you. Yeah, I can just call you and you can let him know to come get it when I get
ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine.
Thank you. I have one question, though, not related to this.
Yes, sir.
Is there any by chance that y'all be getting card readers back in?
No.
Up at the station?
Yes. Sincerely speaking, the gas pumps are owned by the company. We have been constantly trying to talk to them, but I feel if I can get the company to talk to you and you can tell them what a hassle the city is going through without the card readers, mm-hmm. they will understand that more. Because I am new to the company too. I mean, I have other gas stations in other cities with other companies, But with this company, it's the first time. So we have started in this app with the company. It's like a hop-in app where they will push in discounts like 10 cents, 15 cents a gallon, which will change every week. And they're trying to tell me that the gas sales are not doing good, that no one's signing up on the app. I was like, your card readers are not working ever since I got the gas station. And people are just going to feel it's my fault. But I want someone to talk to them and explain to them that, hey, the city is really getting disappointed by this. I mean, no one's going to want to walk in there.
Those pumps have gotten worse and worse and worse.
Yeah,
they're
in the roof.
They're going to have to do something.
Lose a lot of customers, too.
It is not your fault. I mean, there was issues prior. I mean, on the last pump, you couldn't get the five to go in.
Yes, but we are right now, we're really convincing them to bring new pumps in, which they're kind of agreeing. But I feel if someone like you all would have spoken to them,
I don't see an issue. We'd be happy to give a letter of concern because we are.
Yeah, that would be great if you can give it to me tomorrow. I can send it to the company.
Do you think you can get it tomorrow, Leslie? Just a quick little letter, just.
Yeah, because we are trying to convince them to give us new pumps because this problem, I believe, has been there for long.
Years.
Because we closed the store and in less than 2 weeks, the fuel department was there to seal the pump. And they told us that they had got 3 complaints in less than a year. And I was like, that's not right. So we have convinced them to put new pumps in there, which they're saying that we should be getting new pumps in a month. But I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's just everyone's in a hurry. They don't want to walk.
And while we're talking, if you have a minute, there's a few questions I had for y'all. I have noticed there's no liquor store here, a packet store.
There used to be, but no, there's not.
What happened? Why did they shut down?
Didn't show enough to keep it open for.
Yeah.
What if we try to bring it in back?
As long as y'all follow the law, I mean, that'll
there's
be
there's nothing we're going to do to break the law.
They'll be through the ABC board. You know, I don't see an issue with it. So.
Well, if you put liquor into that building, don't you have to have a separate entrance into the building?
We cannot do it in the same place it is right now, but you know, there's a separate space next to it. So we're possibly, right now we're talking to that company if they can allow us to do it. But then we also wanted to know all of your thoughts on it, like, you know, what y'all would think about it.
It's been here before, so I don't have anything, you know.
Okay.
I don't have anything against it.
Is there something you all are wanting in this city that has not been there? Possibly we could bring it in?
There's been a lot that hasn't been here. We're moving forward with a lot of things.
A laundromat, a car wash.
Everybody asks for
that. We have a lot of people ask for a laundromat. And it doesn't need to be 20 washers and 20 dryers. I think even a half a dozen washers and a half a dozen dryers. I think I could be dead wrong, but I think it would stay busy because there's people driving 25 miles to do their laundry. And if they could do their laundry right here,
who
without
owns
leaving
the land opposite the store?
The attorney next door. The attorney next door. You talking about this building right here beside us?
No, there's a building right across the store.
The lawn that way belongs to a lady that lives in the edge of town. And Dr. Camp still owns that trash spot running in between her and Nancy.
Are they doing anything in that building?
There was a detail shop in it.
Like a car wash.
Yeah. I mean the owner is right next door to this building right there in the attorney's office. Okay. Mr. Kelly John or John Kelly John.
John Kelly.
Mr. John Kelly John. Okay.
I'll
tell Amit to get me that contact number. Anything else you guys would want to hear?
But on the store, you don't per se own the store, just leasing, correct?
We're just leasing, okay. Yes.
But I know there is room on the end for expansion because there was talk of a Domino's Pizza going there at one time, but that never came about prior to there being.
Sincerely speaking, we wanted to bring in a lot of other variety, like, you know, cut fruits, cut salads, other food, like, you know, have you heard of the Boar's Head Deli?
Yes,
we wanted to bring things like that. But since the company has their program with Noble's Roman Pizza, we cannot change anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Because we feel that the Hunt's Brother Pizza would do better than the Noble Roman's Pizza. Mm. Because we have that at other stores, and I mean, it's amazing, the wings and everything.
Better known name.
How's the produce doing in the store? I noticed there's produce, onions, bananas, apples.
It's doing so-so, but we're still going to keep it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about it. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. And that also, you know, they wanted us to keep it very limited, so we can't do a lot. But I wanted to bring in, like, you know, fresh cut fruits and everything, but I have to go through the company.
Right.
But possibly, if I can get the laundromat running, then, you know, I can have a small deli next to it.
Cool.
And bring all that different varieties of food in there.
It may be a little paint on the building might help.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, if we're putting a laundromat, it's going to look pretty.
Right.
It's not going to look...
Are there plans to paint the gas station and paint the awning and all that over the gas station?
I have not heard about that, but I can put that in.
So that's through the company.
So, because again, you guys are leasing and so on.
Yeah, and you know, our leases just go for a year to year. So again, you see, we're not allowed to make changes. I mean, my other stores, we get leases for like 10 years. So basically, if I don't like something in there, I change it from the day I walk in.
Yeah.
I make it look the prettiest I can.
Right.
But then with this store, I mean, I'm so much bound to everything.
Gotcha.
But you can put all your concerns in that letter you're planning on writing, and I'll pass it on to the company. And, you know, it will put a little impact on there, on what I'm trying to explain to them, because it's coming from the city.
Yeah, and it's a busy intersection right there. It's just, you know.
And they need to realize, I mean, this is the only spot people rely on. So you want to give it 100% if they're coming and supporting your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the car readers would definitely help. Because I know it's...
Oh, yes. So the first thing we're trying to get done is the gas pumps and the roof of the store.
Well, good luck. Yeah. We wish y'all well. If y'all need anything... you have Leslie's number. Feel free to call her.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll call you when I get the letters ready.
Okay. Yeah. Can I have your card, please?
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Thank y'all. Good
Thank
luck.
You so much.
Thank
y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. I'll get on the update with the laundromat thing, and then I'll keep Miss Leslie updated.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
1.5 months, and now I've gone by a year.
Yeah, my husband's saying about a month and a half. We should get the pumps, but I don't know.
And all new pumps.
Okay, that would be...
We're trying, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. It's
Thank
just
you.
Hard when somebody else has their finger on it. So. Thank y'all.
Thanks. Bye. Y'all have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Good to meet y'all.
See you. Nice to see you.
All right. We're about to... So I wanted to run over something real quick. We're getting into the weather season and everything, and don't forget that we have the Safer Place down here. We opened it up Sunday around 4 o'clock. I put a little block at the door and open up the other portion. Mr. Lorman normally runs it, and if he's not there, we just prop it open. So make sure if you know anybody, just let them know it'll be propped open, because sometimes there's no one there to manage it. Okay. And then we'll follow the town page on that too, to make sure you're watching the information when this opens. So just keep that in mind, because we had someone call thinking it wasn't open and it was actually open. So other than that, need a motion to adjourn.
Make the motion
to adjourn. Nice. Go All in favor?
Aye.
First question. Did y'all vote on that?
The four. Oh, shoot. We did not get
catch. Yeah, they did. Shirley.
Okay. I missed it.
They all was second.
Yeah. I was napping apparently too, Chief.
Well, I was on about.
Yeah, they did that.
I made a motion.
Okay. So that's one.